OTAs wrapped up last week, and this week will begin the final phase of off-season training before training camp. That's the 3-day mandatory minicamp. Based on everything that's happened so far in the off-season, here are my thoughts on 5 things to watch for during minicamp. Of course, it's important to watch all of the rookies at this stage of the year, but one that really stood out in OTAs was running back Amir Abdullah. Offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi said he likes Abdullah more and more every day and that he's an even better receiver than they thought when they drafted him. Abdullah has also received high praise from his quarterback, Matthew Stafford. With Joique Bell sitting out recovering from an off-season surgery still, it's given the running backs, including Amir, an opportunity to take some extra reps, which can do nothing but help the rookie. Last week in Ask a Lion, a fan asked a question to Amir about what his first football memory was. He said the first time he ever touched the ball in a football game, he scored. We'll see if that is a tale of things to come for Amir with the Lions. This isn't a time where roster decisions are made, but it is a time where camp battles begin to brew. And one of those positions with tight competition is at the nickel corner position. Of course, Darius Slay and Rasheen Mathis pretty much have those outside corner positions on lock, but who plays inside is a little bit more of a question mark. The Lions drafted 2 corners in this year's draft, Quandre Diggs and Alex Carter. Diggs has impressed in OTA so far, and Alex Carter is catching up after missing a lot of the off-season training program to finish classes at Stanford. He joined the team last week and already made an interception in one-on-ones. Of course, Nevin Lawson is recovering from a foot injury last year, and Bill Bentley is recovering from an ACL injury, so they'll contribute to the competition as well. Then add newcomer Josh Wilson into the mix, and it will be interesting to see how that battle plays out. Over at the defensive tackle position, it's safe to assume that veteran Haloti Ngata will be taking plenty of snaps on the interior of that defensive line, and for good reason. But we do know that defensive coordinator Terrell Austin loves to rotate guys in and out on that defensive line to keep them fresh. And the defensive tackle starters from last season are no longer with the team. So it will be interesting to see who steps up beside Haloti Ngata. Of course, Tyron Walker was much heralded around the league when he was signed here from the Saints in the offseason, but he does have some young guys to compete with. Second-year player Karan Reed came into OTAs with a totally different physique and seems to have learned some from training behind Ndamukong Suh last year. Coaches have been impressed with his commitment this offseason, so we'll see if it translates to success on the field. Fourth-round pick Gabe Wright also has a legitimate shot at earning some playing time this year, and Daryl Tapp, who contributed a lot last season after Nick Fairley was injured, also has a shot as well. Another position with tight competition this offseason is the return specialist position. When new special teams coordinator Joe Marciano was introduced at the Lions Town Hall this offseason, he said, quote, "I don't think we have to worry about our kicker, our punter, our snapper, but we will make the return position very competitive." He definitely kept to that promise during OTA, as Lance Moore, Amir Abdullah, TJ Jones, Golden Tate, Jeremy Ross, Ryan Broyles, and even Quandre Diggs took reps at the returner position. One of those guys is going to have to win that job, and it could have a big impact on who makes the team at wide receiver. Finally, start keeping an eye on those under-the-radar names. Every year, the roster gets cut to 53, and there's some surprising names that make the list. And this is the time of the year where they start making their mark. One guy that really stood out to me during OTAs was undrafted rookie free agent running back Zach Zinner. He impressed during team drills, and it will be interesting to see if he can make the team amongst some tight running back competition. Also keep an eye on that fullback position. Joe Lombardi likes to use a fullback in his offense, so 6th-round pick Michael Burton could have a legitimate shot at being an immediate contributor this year. Those are some of the things I'll be looking for during mandatory minicamp this week. What are you interested in knowing? Tweet me at SportsStory with an I and let me know. Make sure you keep up with the Lions website for all of our coverage of minicamp. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.